We don't become mighty because all the conditions around us are right. We become mighty when the conditions around us are wrong. And yet we press on anyway. And yet we think like champions anyway. And yet we smile anyway. And yet we pray anyway. And yet we lift our hands anyway. And yet we plant good seed anyway. And yet we do a kindness to somebody anyway. You don't become a champion in the right conditions. You become a champion in bad, wrong conditions. Welcome to Think Like a Champion 2024, and we are dedicating this year and this podcast to helping you win in every way and enjoy every day. Now, before we dive in to our 2024 content about and how to think like a champion, I want to thank everyone who's written a review or shared this podcast on social media. Thanks for helping us expand our community of champions. That's what we're building, a community of champions. And every time you post or leave a review, it really does make a difference in helping us reach more people. So thank you and keep on sharing. Now, as we enter into this new season of our life and this new year of our life, I want to share with you some truths that transform, the truths about being a champion. Champion is defined as a person who has defeated or surpassed all rivals in a competition, a person who fights or argues for a cause on behalf of someone else. Well, for our definition, we're using both of these. Every one of us is called to win in life. We're called to lead our lives. Before we can lead others, before we can lead leaders, we got to lead ourselves. We've got to master ourselves, so to speak. And to be a champion starts with our thinking, and to be a champion starts with understanding where we came from. Now, the Hebrew word for champion is translated as a definition that is an author, a captain, or a prince. The Hebrew word is archeus or archegos, and it translates as a chief, leader, author, captain, prince. You know, you got to be a captain of your own life, or else you're going to be a captive of your own life. So we have to make a decision to be captains of our life rather than captives of our lives. Now, Isaiah chapter 42 talks about how God himself is a champion. I'll read this to you in verse 13 from the NIV translation. The Lord will march out like a champion, like a warrior. He will stir up his zeal. It says, with a shout, he will raise the battle cry and will triumph over his enemies. One of the words that God gave me for last Sunday of last year, as we enter into this year, was there's a shout inside of you. There's a shout inside of us that it's enough. There's a shout inside of you. It's enough, but it's not enough to keep it inside of you. You've got to declare, you've got to shout forth that this is your year. This is your day. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I love this verse in verse 13 where he says, God will rise up, the champion will rise up with a shout, and he will raise the battle cry, and he will triumph over his enemies. That's what champions do. They triumph over their enemies. I also love this passage in Psalm 118, verse 7. This is, God is the first champion in the universe, and the greatest champion in the universe, of course. But I love what it says in Psalm 118 in the Message Bible, verse 7. God is my strong champion. I flick off my enemies like flies. Far better, he says in verse 8, far better to take refuge in God than to trust in people. There's a lot to learn right there. Far better to take refuge in God than to trust in people. You know, we need to be kind to people. We need to be trustworthy to people. But we can't put our trust in people. The only thing that we can really put our trust in is God. I like what he says in verse 9. He goes on to say, far better to take refuge in God than to trust in celebrities or famous people or popular people. Isn't it amazing that here we have this word in today's culture where everybody wants to be a celebrity, everybody wants to be famous, everybody wants to be popular, but yet God says, don't put your trust in that. Put your trust in him. It says in verse 10, hemmed in by barbarians. In God's name, I rubbed their faces in the dirt. Listen to how the psalmist says that because God is his champion, he also became a champion. It says in verse 11, hemmed in and no way out. In God's name, I rubbed their faces in the dirt. Like swarming bees, like wild prairie fire, they hemmed me in. But in God's name, I rubbed their faces in the dirt. Woo, you finding a theme here? I was right on the cliff edge, ready to fall when God grabbed and held me. God's my strength. He's also my song. And now he's my salvation. Hear the shouts, verse 15 goes on to say. Hear the shouts. Hear the triumphant songs in the camp of the saved. The hand of God has turned the tide. This is your year. The hand of God is going to turn the tide. The hand of God is raised in victory. The hand of God has turned the tide. I didn't die, I lived. And now I'm telling the world what God did. This is going to be your story this year. I didn't die, I lived. And now I'm telling the world what God did. Who's ready to see God turn the tide in your life? He's going to turn the tide. I love what he says. Hear the shouts, hear the triumph songs in the camp of the saved. The hand of God has turned the tide. Champions know where they come from. The first truth that will transform your life, the first truth that will empower you to think like a champion and live like one, is champions know where they come from. We know where we come from. We know where we started from. We know we're made in God's image. We know that the devil has interrupted God's plan in our lives. The devil stepped in and screwed up our lives, whether it's from our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, or our great-great-great-great-great-grandparents, etc., from Adam and Eve. Satan got the victory over Adam and Eve, but God is our champion, and he's given us the victory through Jesus Christ. And we need that victory starts when we realize where we come from. Champions know where they come from. You are made in God's image. This is so key to this being the best day of your life, this being the best year of your life, this being the best season of your life. You're made in God's image. We're made in God's image. We don't act like it all the time, but we're made that way. We got to start thinking that way. Champions know where they came from. You're made in God's image. Listen to what he says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. You know what it says here. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Notice what he says. Let us make man. Let us make man. The us is the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Let us make man in our image, spirit, soul, and body. Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion. You see, when you know you're made in God's image, when you know you're made in God's likeness, you're going to begin to take dominion in your life. He says, God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. And when you understand that, he says, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, over all the earth, over everything that creeps upon this earth. What a powerful reality that we are made in God's image. Champions know where they came from. You're made in God's image. We have to start thinking like that. We're made according to his likeness. You are made in God's image. You know, a horse, when he has a child, it's a little horse. When a dog has a dog, it's a little dog. It's a little version of itself. When God made us in his image, he made us little versions of himself, not as gods, but in a sense as rulers, as captains, as chiefs of over our life and over our thinking, and over and as champions. God made us in his image as champions. So champions know, number one, they know where they came from. We're made in God's image. Number two, champions know that everything starts in our thinking. Champions know they have to change their thinking. Champions know that you have to have a shift to have a lift. Champions know that you have to shift your thinking so you can lift your living. Proverbs 23:7, So many of us know this verse, but if you've never heard this verse, it's so life-changing and liberating. It's a cornerstone for life. It's Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinks, so is he. There's a lot of things that this verse is dealing with and addressing, but this one truth that we can pull out and extract from this verse in Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinks, so is he. We become like the person that we think of ourselves inside. We become and we will be the person that we think inside. The person we begin to see inside of us, the person we begin to nurture inside of us, the person we begin to champion inside of us. So we need to champion ourselves so we can be a champion for others and champion their cause as well. But as a man thinks, so is he. So you think about it, it doesn't matter what image we try to portray to others. How we think inside is who we really are and how we really are. So we need to not try to mask or try to portray ourselves as something on the outside to get popularity or to be successful. We need to realize that no matter what we present on the outside, our true self is who we see on the inside and how we see ourselves on the inside. So when we know that we're made in God's image, number one, that's how champions know where they came from. And number two, champions know that everything good starts in their thinking. Everything bad starts in our thinking too. But we got to think like champions. And 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, now, he says, do you not know that those who run in a race, all of them run, but only one receives the prize? You know, last year's version of you, it ran. 2 years ago, version of you ran in the race. But this year's version of you is the one that's going to win. I love this verse because it speaks about winning. It speaks about champions. It speaks about a prize. There's a prize on the other side of mastering yourself. There's a prize on the other side of knowing you're made in God's image. There's a prize on the other side of knowing that everything starts in our thinking. Philippians 3:14 says, brethren, I do not regard. He says, brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, verse 13, he says, I forget what lies behind, I reaching forward to what lies ahead. And then verse 14, he goes on to say, I press on. So notice this progression. He said, forgetting those things that are behind, reaching forward to the things that are ahead, and pressing on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call. It's a call upward. It's a call forward. It's a call. It's not a call backward. Man, the rear view mirror in your car is 5% the size of your front windshield. The rear view mirror is so small, and we do need to see things that are behind us, but we need to begin to distance ourselves from what's behind us. Distance ourselves. We need to focus the majority of our time on where we're going forward, not on where we've been. Thankful for where we've been, but not focused on where we've been. So notice this progression again. Forgetting, that's one. Reaching forward, forgetting what's behind, reaching forward to what's ahead, pressing on. You got to press on, not just pushing forward and pressing on in that way, but also pressing on. Let's push the on button for 2024, and let's push the button that says, I am a champion, and champions know where they came from, and champions know that everything starts in their thinking, and champions know that we become like the people we surround ourselves with. This is why community is so important. This is why being in a winning culture and a winning community, a church family, is so important. This is why surrounding yourself with good friends is so important. This is why it's not just the people. We become like those we surround ourselves with That includes people, but it also includes those things we surround ourselves with, those images we surround ourselves with. What are we looking at online? Who are we paying attention to? What are we focused on? We become like those thoughts we surround ourselves with. We become like those images we surround ourselves with. We become like those people we surround ourselves with as well. Notice in 2 Samuel, I got a great verse here. I love this verse, 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 20. Now he's talking about, in this passage, the mighty men of David. In chapter 22, it talks about how, in 1 Samuel, it talks about how these men came to David in debt, distressed, and discontented. This is how they came. The condition they came to David in was they were in debt, they were distressed, and they were discontented. I want you to think about that. They came to David as men who were completely in debt. They were in total distress, and they were unhappy, discontented people. But they rallied themselves around David, and they became his army. And there's a group of men that were called the Mighty Men of David. They started out as defeated, in debt, distressed, and discontented, but they became what the Bible calls the Mighty Men of David. It can be a mighty woman of David too. We can be men, whether we're a man or woman, we can be mighty. We surround ourselves. Now notice in 2 Samuel chapter 23, it talks about one of these mighty men. His name was Benaiah. It says, Benaiah, the son of Jehadiah, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done mighty deeds. He killed the two sons of Ariel of Moab. They were the enemy of Israel. He also went down and killed a lion in the middle of a pit on a snowy day. Notice what he did. He killed what? He killed a lion. Where? In a pit, in the middle of a pit. When? On a snowy day. In other words, all of the natural conditions were against him. He's got a lion against him. That's condition number one. That's a bad sign. Then this lion is in a pit, in the middle of the pit, and he's stuck now. He was thrown in or fell into this pit. And now he's in the middle of this lion's den. Lion's got home turf. The lion has home territory. The lion is on his home field. Benaiah is not on his home field. He's in the middle of a pit. And to make matters worse, it's snowing. It's a very snowy day here. Listen, we don't become mighty because all the conditions around us are right. We become mighty when the conditions around us are wrong. And yet, we press on anyway, and yet we think like champions anyway, and yet we smile anyway, and yet we pray anyway, and yet we lift our hands anyway, and yet we plant good seed anyway, and yet we do a kindness to somebody anyway. We don't wait for the right conditions, because you don't become a champion in the right conditions. You become a champion in bad, wrong conditions. Now, listen, notice this man killed a lion. You know, where do you think he learned this from? The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and 17 that that's what David did. He killed a lion, he killed a bear, and then he killed a giant. So Benaiah, surrounding himself with a David and the other men of David, became like David. Why? Because he surrounded himself with the right people, no matter what his conditions were. Listen, you say, well, I don't have a lot of great friends like that. I don't have a David in my life. I don't have people that can help me be like David. I don't have Davids. Listen, we got to realize that champions don't make excuses. You might not have a David in your everyday life, physically present, but we can surround ourselves with the immortals that have gone before us. We can surround ourselves with the champions of Scripture, the champions of the Old Testament, the champions of the New Testament. Hebrews 12 says something powerful. He says, therefore, the New Living Translation, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sins that so easily trip us up, and let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. Now he tells us how to do this. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. How do we run the race with endurance? He says, we surround ourselves by a huge crowd of witnesses. And he says, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. How? We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion. How do we do this? How do we run the race with endurance? By keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion. Jesus, the champion. Jesus, the champion, who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, disregarding the shame. Now he's seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Well, I love what the Message translation says in this verse. I'll read it to you. Do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on, it means we'd better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fat, no parasitic sins. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it. We should be studying how he did it. We shouldn't be studying the Bible to see what all the things we do wrong. We should be studying how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. He never lost sight of where he was headed. What a powerful word. It says that exhilarating finish in and with God. He could put up with anything along the way, the cross, the shame, whatever. And now he's there in the place of honor, right alongside the Father, Father God. And I love how this verse goes on to say, when you find yourselves failing in your faith, go over that story again, item by item, that long litany of hostility he plowed through, and it will shoot adrenaline into your souls. Wow. Champions are found throughout the pages of Scripture. Wow. I want you to think of some of these definitions, because all these people that are that started out in the Bible, they didn't start out as champions. They started out as failures. They started out as losers. They started out in debt, distressed, and discontented. But they became apostles and prophets and warriors and judges and kings and statesmen. Wow. In Hebrews 11, I love this verse, 32. For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms. Look at what he says here. It says, by faith they conquered kingdoms. This is your year of conquering. You're going to conquer kingdoms. He said, they conquered kingdoms. Time would fail me if I told you all the things these men accomplished. Now, these men were just like you and me. They started out defeated. They started out the smallest. They started out the worst. They started out the least. He says Gideon. He says Samson. These guys started out with nothing. They started out as nothing, but they knew. They discovered they were made in the image of God. They discovered that everything starts in their thinking. They discovered that champions keep moving forward and don't make excuses. They surround themselves with the right people and the right stories. It says, by faith they conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. From weakness were made strong. They became mighty through faith. You know, every one of us has, I'm sure, some ideas, some dreams, some goals that we'd like to see in our lives. But before a kingdom can be conquered, self must be conquered. Before you can take ground out here, you got to take ground in here, in here, in here, in here, You got to take ground by taking control of yourself. I love how Proverbs says it in chapter 16. Better is a man who rules his own spirit than one who captures an entire city. Better is a man who rules his own spirit than one who captures a city. I want you to make a promise to yourself today. Make a contract with yourself today that you are going to think like a champion. You are going to know where you come from. You're made in God's image. You're making a contract that I know I will not relent believing. I will not stop believing that I'm made in God's image. I will not stop believing that my thinking becomes my life. That as a man thinks within, so is he. I will not lose sight of the fact that I must surround myself with champions. Champions in the Bible, champions in life, champions in church, champions in my culture, my community. And we got to stop making excuses. We are people that before we can conquer kingdoms out here, we have to conquer the kingdom within. We have to conquer self. Self-mastery is and should be your only goal of 2024. Self-mastery, what does it mean? It means we have to master ourselves by surrendering to the Master Jesus and mastering our flesh, mastering our mouth, mastering our mind, mastering our mess, and getting control of self. Because when you do that, when you conquer yourself, everything you come into contact with, it will surrender to you. To he or she who conquers themselves, the world will come to you rather than you to it. Hey, we're out of time today. Think Like a Champion is stepping in your life, and you're stepping into mine, and we're stepping into a season of winning. We need to get used to winning because champions expect to win, and we need to expect this year to be our best year yet. Now, would you do me a favor and share this with someone who needs to hear it? Subscribe to the podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts, and thank you to those of you who give. You can make a gift at any time. This ministry and our church and our community of champions is supported through the generosity of others. Pay it forward if you could, and if you want to sow into others, you'll reap in your own life as well. You can give at lifechangerschurch.com/give, lifechangerschurch.com/give. You should see that on your screen. And thank you. And until next time, realize that you are a champion. So we might as well start thinking like one, because that's who God made you to be. I can't wait to see you on our next podcast. God bless.